This scene went viral on social media. Watch how the security at St. Peter's removes this man for urinating on the main altar of the Basilica, right beneath Bernini's canopy. The image went around the world. The faithful considered it a serious act of vandalism. It's a lack of respect for the religion, for the place, above all for the culture, in the sense that something like this has never been seen before, and personally, I have no words. The person who did this, to me, it's a disgrace to do such a thing. A disgrace. They also believe that it should not go unpunished. They think the Vatican should impose sanctions, as would be the case in any other country. A relative of mine, for peeing on a street in Madrid, where it was impossible to find a bathroom, was fined 700 euros, so a hefty sanction wouldn't be a bad idea. A good fine, but not 600, 6,000, just like that, plain and simple. If these images stirred anything in the Basilica, it was criticism of security protocols.
Maybe stand a little closer to the altar when you see somebody about to, you know, do something like that, you could stop them, drag them away, you know, something like that.
This isn't the first time something like this has happened. In February, another man climbed onto the same altar, knocking the candlesticks to the ground. Also in 2023, another person, completely naked, got up on the altar in protest over children suffering from the consequences of the war in Ukraine. What is clear is that this scene was a desecration, given that it took place in a sacred space. The altar needed to be purified. This is how they did that in the Basilica. It was a penitential rite, presided over by Cardinal Gambetti. Among other things, the creed was recited, and the entire altar was sprinkled in holy water.